Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Friday, edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's January 9th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Super cookies are back in the news. You think when you're using that private browsing mode on your modern browsers, you think your online habits are blocked? Well, there's a new breed of super cookies out there, probably with super chocolate chips or something in them, because they can apparently bypass privacy modes and keep track of what you're doing and what you're looking at all times. According to Ars Technica, a problem within the HTTP Strict Transport Security Protocol makes it possible to fingerprint users who browse sites even when they're using a privacy mode like Chrome's incognito browsing. And these new cookies are even visible when using privacy modes and can also be read by websites with multiple domain names, not just the original provider. I don't know, call me old-fashioned or call me crazy. I've always kind of thought that privacy and internet, the two words never belong together. Went to a McDonald's enjoying that Big Mac, look down at your phone and say, "Crap, I don't have any charge." Well, McDonald's is going to bring wireless charging to more than 50 UK restaurants. Customers will be able to place QI-compatible devices on a pad on their table and fill up that battery when they munch down on those fries. The move comes after AirCharge and McDonald's decided to team up to try this out on the market and see what customers have to say about it. And you're thinking, okay, well, yeah, sounds great, but I don't have a QI-compatible device. Have no fear. Of course, AirCharge is going to sell you one of those things. They sell their own wireless charging cases and receivers, which add the QI functionality. See, it's a win-win for everybody. AirCharge sells a compatible charger, and you get to charge your phone to about 68% and say, "Crap, I gotta go." New year brings new expenses and price increases. That sucks, doesn't it? Paid apps are going to get more expensive for some iPhone and iPad and Mac users here in 2015. The change will impact customers in Canada, the European Union, Norway, Iceland, and Russia. And why is there going to be an adjustment in prices? Well, yes, it's the stronger dollar. Blame the dollar. You can also blame the adjustments in the value-added tax as well. If there's that app on your wish list right now, you best be going to get it if you live in those territories, because in 36 hours, the price goes up. Microsoft decided to get a little bling-bling with its new Lumia 930 smartphone and the Lumia 830 smartphones. These were announced way back in April of 2014, but they've now finally seen the light of day. Both phones are going to have Windows Phone 8.1 running on them, and since, yes, you heard me talking about bling, other than colors of green, orange, and white, you can add gold to that list. Oh yeah, gold. Mind you, the phones aren't entirely caked in gold. The gold versions actually come in black or white, but they have nice little gold trimmings all over the thing. The Lumia 830 is coming next month to Europe, Asia, Pacific, China, India, and across select markets in the Middle East. If you can't wait for that 830 and decide, hey, I just want the 930 anyways, well, that's available this week. Starting prices will be around $690 off contract. $690? No, that's not really cheap, is it? Probably going to have to sell some of that bling before you can get the bling bling. Premier League football fans, yes. Are you a fan of taking selfies at the matches? Did you get one of those selfie sticks over Christmas to think, yeah, I'm going to take that out so everybody sees me at the big match? Well, hold on. Since there's been an increase of these selfie sticks, shall we say, the Premier League football clubs have now began outlawing them inside the stadiums. The reason for the ban, they believe they could be inappropriate come match days. Of course, this isn't the first time things of such nature have been banned. Manchester United banned laptops last year, tablets, and even other large devices from matches. But this one, I could get. Just imagine, you got a big old rod in your hand, and you got a big old pint of beer in the other, and your team is losing. Maybe not the best combination. And finally, you've always heard of your favorite TV shows winning an Emmy Award, haven't you? But apparently, the award is not just for TV. Twitter, yeah, you heard me right. Twitter has just won an Emmy Award. How on earth could Twitter win an Emmy Award? Well, apparently there's an Emmy for technology and engineering. In fact, it's actually called the Innovation in Improving Engagement Around Television and Social Media. That is the category. I kid you not. The Tech Emmy Committee, yes, there's such a thing, says they're trying to recognize companies and individuals whose innovation and vision have basically affected the way we watch television. Makes me wonder if the Emmy Award looks a little bit different for Twitter, too. Maybe it has a little bird in the middle of it. If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at BritishTech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. Oh, yeah, it's Friday. We have made it. Just got to get through this day, and then we can just enjoy the weekend. I do hope you have a great Friday. I do hope you have a fantastic weekend ahead of you. We'll be back here on Monday to get you all caught up on the latest technology news that will happen then. And thank you very much for listening.